وفي رواية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حتى إذا طال ذلك علي من جفوة المسلمين مشيت حتى تصورت جدار حائط أبي قتادة. In this lengthy hadith of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he did not join Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the expedition of Tabuk, and at which time it was a farad for every Muslim to go out on this expedition, and the only reason he did not go out for was procrastination, and that is a very serious disease within a person to procrastinate. I will do this tomorrow, I'll see. And it comes also in the hadith that most of the people of Jahannam will be those people who procrastinated, that I will make my qaza namaz, I will pay this person his debt, I'm not running away, and God comes and we did not do it, and then the person comes into problems by Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, he did not do it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from the expedition. All the other munafiqeen made excuses. They were accepted. But he and two other true Muslims spoke the truth. And then their matter was left to Allah Ta'ala to decide. And for which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they must be boycotted. Nobody must speak to them, not even salam or anything. And they would just days pass very hard upon them. Hazrat Ka'b himself radiyallahu anhu says that his two other friends became so miserable, and they only stayed in their house. They did not even come out for Jamaat Namaz. He was the youngest, and he says, I was the most brave, so I used to go for Jamaat Namaz also. He should make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and try and see whether Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lips are moving in giving answer to the salam, etc. Further, he says, حَتَّى إِذَا طَالَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلِيَّ مِنْ جَفْوَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When a long time had passed, quite a number of days had passed, weeks had passed, and the Muslims were not speaking even to them, no salam also, no reply to the salam also. Then he said, I went for مَشِيْتُ حَتَّى تَصَوَّرْتُ جِدَارَ حَيْتَ أَبِي قَتَادَ. I went and to the wall of the orchard of Hazrat Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and I climbed over the wall where Hazrat Qatada was. Wa huwa ibn ammi, and he was my uncle's son, he was my cousin. Wa habbu an-nas ilayya, and he was the most beloved to me. He was my cousin and I loved him also very greatly, and I was in this great distress that nobody is speaking to us also, and our lives are going so difficult and miserable. Fasallamtu alayhi, I made salam to him. Fa wallahi ma radda alayhi salam, he says, by Allah, he did not even answer my salam. And we were the best and most closest to one another, but all listened to the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they followed it. And we can think how difficult it was on them. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ, I said to him, يَا أَبَا قَتَادَ أَنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُونِ أُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَرَسُولَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I said, O Abu Qatada, my cousin, I give you qasam of Allah, please tell me, do you know that I love Allah and His Rasul? I'm genuine, I'm not a fake, I'm not a munafiq, I'm genuine, I love Allah and His Rasul. فَسَكَتَ, but he just kept quiet, he did not even answer. How difficult it must be on them, we cannot imagine. فَعُدْتُ فَنَاشَدْتُهُ فَسَكَتَ. Again I went and I again took qasam of Allah and I told him, please tell me, and don't I love Allah and His Rasul? But he kept quiet. فَعُدْتُ فَنَاشَدْتُهُ, and the third time again also I repeated and I took qasam and I told him, asked him, don't you know that I love Allah and His Rasul? فَقَالَ Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. He only said so much, Allah and His Rasul know better. And this answer also made him very, very depressed and sad further. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَايَ, and then my tears just started flowing from my eyes. What a position I have come now. Where am I? وَتَوَلَّيْتُ حَتَّى تَصَوَّرْتُ الْجِدَارِ I turned back and I climbed over the wall of the orchard again and I went away. فَبَيْنَا أَنَا أَمْشِي فِي سُوقِ الْمَدِينَةِ And while I was walking in the shopping places of Madinatul Munawwara, إِذْ نَبْطِيٌ مِّن نَبْطِ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ مِمَّنْ قَدِمَ بِالطَّعَامِ يَبِيعُهُ بِالْمَدِينَةِ There was a farmer from Syria who used to come to Medina Sharif and he used to sell his produce in Medina Sharif to the people in Medina Sharif. Yaqul, and this farmer was saying, a non-Muslim, from that time Syria was still under Christian rule, مَنْ يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَعْبِ بْنِ مَالِكِ Who will tell me who is Ka'b ibn Malik? I would like to meet Ka'b ibn Malik. فَاتَّفِقَ النَّاسُ يُشِيرُونَ لَهُ إِلَيَّ The people started pointing towards me. They just made a sign, this is Ka'b ibn Malik, who you are looking for. حَتَّى جَاءَنِي He came to me, فَدَفَعَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابًا مِّن مَلِكِ غَسَّانِ He gave me a letter which was written from the king of Ghassan, that is the king who was a non-Muslim, a Christian ruler at that time, and he had written a letter to me. وَكُنْتُ كَاتِبًا And I was a literate person. I knew how to read and write. From here also we note that he mentioned this because very few of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum knew how to read or write. But in spite of that, they ruled the world with Iman and Islam. Today we want to become very educated, but we are not worried of our Iman and Islam. And it isn't by education, it isn't by money or anything that a person will have honor in this world, and Allah will give him rulership, but it is with Iman and Islam. If we have that within us, like the Sahaba, they ran over the whole world with that Iman and Islam of theirs. فَكَرَأْتُهُ فَإِذَا فِيهِ I read that letter, and in the letter this was written, أَمَّا بَعَدْ After the necessary introduction, فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنَا This news has reached us, the king of Ghassan wrote to Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik, أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ كَجْفَكَ Your companion, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is humiliating you and he is giving you a very raw deal. He has ostracized you and kept you away from everyone. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْكَ اللَّهُ بِدَارِ حَوَانٍ وَلَا مَضْيَعَةٍ And may Allah make it that you do not be in a place where you are humiliated and disgraced and where you will get destroyed, where nobody wants to speak to you, etc. This also happens when we become weak in Islam. Non-Muslims have hope also. Today the Christians, the Jehovah Witnesses are coming to our doors and giving them as the da'wah of Christianity. This is when we become weak, then this is what happens. Then the other people also have hope that they can wean us. So the king of Ghassan also wanted to wean over Ka'b ibn Malik. فَأَلْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِيكَ So join us and we will treat you well. We will give you everything you want. We will give you respect and honor, etc. فَقُلْتُ حِينَ قَرَأْتُهَا I said when I read this letter, I thought to myself, وَهَذِهِ أَيْضًا مِنَ الْبَلَىٰ This is also a test from Allah. Yet a further test. What severe test they were put through when just on one occasion they went, they did not go out on this expedition, though no battle even took place. But in spite of that, they had to go through this. فَتَيَمَّمْتُ بِهَا التَّنُّورِ فَسَجَرْتُهَا And I put it into an oven, burnt it, and I completely destroyed it. So strong was his Iman still. But he had to go through the severe test. And we are breaking Allah's laws all the time. How many namazes we must, how much we look at wrong things, how much we think of bad and evil things. So what will be our condition? When he just one law of Allah, he did not fulfill it, and that was also just because of procrastination, not that he didn't want to or anything, not that he was lazy, what they had to go through. May Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah of all our sins and turn to Allah in sincerity and try and bring Islam and Iman perfectly into our lives and see what great respect and honor Allah will again give to us. May Allah give us tawfiq for us.